Not much remains of Hatay. 15 weeks on from the earthquake, huge areas of debris have been cleared. But there are still hundreds of buildings missing walls, threatening to topple over, waiting to be torn down. Then there's the tens of thousands of people still without somewhere safe to live. The result of Sunday's election will have a huge impact on how this region recovers. Serap is doing her best to keep her two young children entertained, but it's hard. Her home is unstable and there are still multiple tremors every day. So the family sleeps in a tent in their backyard, an improvement at least from the initial days after the disaster.
Zaten bir bisküvi ilk birkaç gün sadece bisküvi ve meyve sularıyla.
The first week we could find only some biscuits and fruit juice to feed ourselves and our children. There was no clean water to cook anything. We couldn't find any water. This caused us to understand that something has to change.
And you might assume that's a common view. How could a president retain the support of voters when they're still living like this? But it hasn't played out that way. In the first round of voting, Erdogan won 8 of the 11 earthquake-affected provinces. In Hatay, the worst-affected region, he came second, but by a very narrow margin. Osman owns a cafe. It used to be surrounded by apartment buildings. Now his is the only structure left. 120 people died here, and help was too slow to come. But Osman will once again be voting for President Erdogan.
Devlet evet biraz gecikti ama çok büyük bir yıkım vardı. Devlet o gün.
Yes, the government was late, but it was a huge disaster. Yes, they were late, but there were reasons for it. The roads were blocked.
Osman points to Erdogan's record of approving huge infrastructure projects as evidence he's the man to lead the reconstruction.
Gene de sevmesek de, desteklemesek de diyoruz ki.
Even if we don't like or support him, we say Erdogan is the only one who can do it.
With so many apartment buildings now uninhabitable, tent villages have been built on every bit of spare and safe land available. It's a hard existence. Gujan shares her tent with her grandchildren. They spent the first 2 months sleeping on the bare floor. But she's grateful for the help she and others have received since.
Tabii tercihim. Nasıl söyleyeyim? Erdoğan. Çünkü bizim bir hedefimiz var. Belki.
My choice is Erdoğan. Because we have a dream. Maybe he will help achieve it. We think that he can help us.
It's a view some other survivors find staggering. Serap explains.
Yani onlar da memnun değiller aslında bazı şeylerden ama neden?
Well, they are not happy, but why are they insisting on the current government? They know they could change life in better conditions, but they don't want change.
Turnout in the first round in Hatay was 83%, an extraordinary figure given how many residents have left. Similar participation is expected in Sunday's runoff. But there are those struggling to decide if either candidate deserves their vote. Meriem lost 11 members of her family in the quake. She's now living in a park.
I was really going to cast my vote blank. Neither Erdogan or Kilic, because they didn't come here to provide any support, especially for women.
Whoever wins the presidency will have an enormous task on their hands. Not just to unite a country split in two politically, but to rebuild cities which have been, quite literally, torn apart. In Hatay, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.